Chapter 23, How Daniel Identified Jesus as the Christ. The Messiah's coming had been first announced in Judea. On the hills of Bethlehem the angels had proclaimed the birth of Jesus. To Jerusalem the Magi had come in search of him. If the leaders in Israel had received Christ, he would have honored them as his messengers to carry the gospel to the world. But Israel knew not the time of her visitation. The jealousy and distrust of the Jewish leaders had ripened into open hatred, and the hearts of the people were turned away from Jesus. The Sanhedrin was bent upon his death, therefore Jesus departed from Jerusalem, from the people who had been instructed in the law, and turned to another class to proclaim his message. In every succeeding generation, the history of Christ's withdrawal from Judea has been repeated. When the Reformers preached the Word of God, they had no thought of separating from the established church, but the religious leaders would not tolerate the light, and those that bore it were forced to seek another class who were longing for truth. In our day, few professed followers of the Reformers are listening for the voice of God, ready to accept truth in whatever guise it may be presented. Often those who follow in the steps of the Reformers are forced to turn away from churches they love in order to declare the plain word of God. Many are obliged to leave the church of their fathers that they may render obedience. The people of Galilee presented a more favorable field for the Savior's work. Less under the control of bigotry, their minds were more open for the reception of truth. The province was the home of a much larger mixture of people of other nations than was Judea. As Jesus traveled through Galilee, teaching and healing, multitudes came, many even from Judea. Enthusiasm ran so high it was necessary to take precautions lest the Roman authorities be aroused to fear an insurrection. Hungering and thirsting souls feasted upon the grace of a merciful Savior.